your dharma, divine will, and surrendering to the highest good of all. In the famous Bhagavad Gita, which is one of the oldest scriptures in the world, there is a moment when the warrior Arjuna is paralyzed on the battlefield. He knows what he needs to do, but he's frozen with fear and confusion because he's trying to control the outcomes. He's worried about what's going to happen. He's thinking, what if I fail? What if people judge me? What if this doesn't work out? And Krishna, his spiritual guide, who represents God, tells him something that changes everything. And I'll quote the exact quote. You have a right to work, but never to the fruit of work. You should never engage in action for the sake of reward, nor should you long for inaction. Perform work in this world as one established within oneself, without selfish attachments, and alike in success and defeat. For yoga is perfect evenness of mind. Seek refuge in the attitude of detachment, and you will amass the wealth of spiritual awareness. Those who are motivated only by desire for the fruits of action are miserable, for they are constantly anxious about the results of what they do. When consciousness is unified, however, all vain anxiety is left behind. There is no cause for worry whether things go well or ill. And in this eloquent quote from the Gita, we're told how we have a right to work, to act, to make things happen, but we have no right to demand the outcome of our work to be the way that we want. In other words, we have a duty to do our best and be our best, but we cannot dictate how other people in the universe will respond to what we do. This is really, if you think about it, just common sense. Common sense fact that we can plainly see in our everyday experiences. For example, I can make a meal for friends, enjoy the process, prepare the food, put love into it. I can have the intention that it will bring everyone joy and health and that they'll like it, but I cannot guarantee everyone's going to have a good time and enjoy the food. We can't force them to enjoy it. There's no rock-solid assurances about how they will respond. We can do the best we can, but someone might say, I don't like this, it's too salty, it's too spicy, it's too this, it's too that, right? You can't get it right. You can write an email and send it out with your best intentions, but you can't guarantee how it's going to be responded to. All we have is the right to act, but never to the fruit of our actions. And those who are completely obsessed with the outcome live in a permanent state of anxiety. I've actually written a book on this. I'm looking at it right now. And it has approximately 13,000 words, and I haven't published it. Why not? Because of this whole problem, which is why I'm doing this course. And I was just quoting from it just then, right? So here's the thing, right? We have a right to take action, to produce a book, to do a podcast, create an audio, send an email. Our dharma is to do the very best we can to be of service to the people we're here to be of service to in the time that we have. And then we have to surrender the outcome to God and the universe. Now, different people have different understanding about God and the universe, and I'm not going to tell you what you should believe. My own understanding is that the ideal situation is to do our work as an offering to a higher power, to God, to the divine, you know, to be an instrument for divine will. There's an expression, divine will, which means like the highest intention that is coming through. And then there is personal will, which is basically our egos, me, 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 I want, what am I going to get? You know, the kind of insecure ego part of us. So if we can surrender to divine will, then we are coming from a higher state of awareness. So we're open to being of service in the greatest way we can. And then we surrender it to the universe, because the world, the universe, the whole creation, which includes all the people and everything in it, will respond however it will. That's out of our hands. So we do the best we can with an open heart as an offering to God as best we can. Or you could even, if you don't like that, you can say as an offering to the people that you're helping. And then you let go and say, that's the best I could do in the time I had. And now I am releasing any attachment, any expectations, and moving forward. Feel the difference? One is, I need to control the outcome. I need to make sure this works. It has to work. It has to work. It has to work. So your dharma is what you can control. You do your work with sincerity. You share your gifts authentically. You show up imperfectly the best you can. You give it your best effort. You take action from love, not fear. And what you can't control is whether people like it, whether people buy it, whether people transform, what the reviews say, how many followers you get, the final outcomes, how much money you get, right? That belongs to God and the universe, the divine, to something beyond you. We are responsible for inputs, but not for outputs. So our job is to show up and do the best we can. And that's it. That's where it ends, right? You're on the receiving end of this all the time, right? Think about it. If you open your email, there's all these people sending you messages. You respond differently to different messages. If you go on Amazon, there's all these millions of products. You respond differently to each product. You interact with people online and in person. You go out. You're responding to signals from the universe and from people all the time. And some things you like, some things you don't like, some things you want more of, some things you want less of, some things you're very disturbed about, right? It all depends on your feeling in the moment and your attitude, you know, your belief system. So people are sending you messages and you either appreciate it or you don't appreciate it or you don't care. And it's the same for you. You're putting stuff out there and end of the day, that's up to them, how they're going to respond. So if we try and control the outcome, we are taking a job into our own hands that is not our job. It belongs to the universe, right? We can't do someone else's job. We have to do our own job. Our job is to do the best we can, and then we let go. Anxiety comes from trying to do another person's job, trying to control something we can't control. That's why I'm such a huge fan of the Serenity Prayer. Let's just do that now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. The courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. That really sums up what we're talking about. The serenity to accept the things we cannot change. In other words, release trying to control the outcome. We can't control the outcome. We have to have serenity, complete serenity, that we did the best we could and we release. If we don't have serenity about the outcome, then we have anxiety. So rather than have anxiety or serenity, which one do you want? You know, it's going to be one or the other. And then the courage to change the things I can. In other words, the courage to take imperfect action on your dharma. So you can't guarantee the outcome, and perfectionism and fear and laziness stops us from taking action towards doing something we need to do, because on some level we're trying to control the outcome. If I make it more perfect, more perfect, more perfect, more perfect, then maybe I can control the outcome. But you can't, because the thing is, people are still going to respond. I mean, of course, we're going to do the best we can, right? There's nothing wrong with doing a really good job. I'm encouraging everyone to do the best they can. I do the best I can, but there's a point where it becomes neurotic and suppressive and we don't do anything, and it just goes round and round and round. And as I mentioned in other sessions, we only get better by sharing and then learning and then refining. So if we're so worried about sharing anything in the first place, we'll never publish it, and then we'll never get feedback, and then we can't refine based on the feedback because we haven't got any feedback because we're afraid of sharing because it's not perfect. So let's see what a trap this is. So our job is to do the best we can, and the job of the universe is to give us feedback in the form of other people and various things that come back. You know, like if you're eating, for example, you're trying to look after your health, the job of your body is to give you feedback, right? So it depends on what you're doing. You do something like eating food differently, exercise, or sending a message or whatever, whatever, the universe then gives you feedback. Sometimes, by the way, the feedback is nothing to do with you specifically and to do with somebody else and their whole thing, their whole drama. Because you might say something from your heart in the right way and someone could totally lose it. And sometimes it is to do with something with us, but other times it's actually to do with them. If you've ever got weird comments from people, you think, what on earth is going on here? This person is totally tripping. Like if you actually read YouTube comments, which I do sometimes out of curiosity, you'll notice that sometimes what people are saying is related to the video, and sometimes it has nothing to do with the video at all, and it's all about the person. They're totally like in their head spinning out about stuff, right? So you have to discern whether or not the feedback you're getting is actually useful feedback or whether it's just a bunch of junk. Because it could be one, it could be the other, and oftentimes it's a bit of both. There's a lot of low consciousness, blame, and projection and all kinds of weird stuff going on. People are projecting all their stuff on other people. So what are we going to do with this dharma? Your dharma is to be of service. And you can't guarantee the outcome. Let me read that Gita quote to you again. It's a very, very powerful thing to keep in your mind and in your heart many, many times. So just imagine this. You're about to do some project or work on something. You have the right to work, but never to the fruit of work. If you just keep that one sentence in your heart, it makes your life a lot easier. You have a right to work, but never to the fruit of your work. Nor should you engage in action for the sake of reward. Nor should you long for inaction. In other words, don't try and do nothing either, because you have to take action. This is the world of action. Perform work in this world as one established within yourself, without selfish attachments and alike in success and defeat. For yoga is perfect evenness in mind. And by the way, yoga doesn't mean hatha yoga, stretching. It means union with God. That's actually what it means. Seek refuge in the attitude of detachment, and you will amass the wealth of spiritual awareness. Those who are motivated only by desire for the fruits of action are miserable, for they are constantly anxious about the results of what they do. When consciousness is unified, however, all vain anxiety is left behind. There is no cause for worry whether things go well or ill. Therefore, devote yourself to the disciplines of yoga, for yoga is skill in action. Now, this is extremely deep here. We need to talk a little bit about yoga. Yoga means, as I mentioned earlier, connection with a higher power, in other words. So you're focusing your mind on a source of energy that is beyond limits of this world of movement and change. If our sense of security is all based on physical things working out the way we want, we will be in a state of continuous anxiety. And anxiety has really got out of hand in recent times because there's so much attachment to everything. I want to emphasize this one line here. Seek refuge in the attitude of detachment. That's very, very deep, right? There's a lot packed into these sentences. These are very rich. Seek refuge in the attitude of detachment, and you will amass the wealth of spiritual awareness. So in other words, the more detached you are in a higher state, not limited by the things of the world, then you are safe. Those who are motivated only by the desire of the fruits of action are miserable, for they are constantly anxious about the results of what they do. So this means basically that if I am attached to getting a certain outcome, I need it, I want it, I want praise, I want followers, I want this, I want that, then we're constantly going to be anxious, which is, I think, why people are more anxious nowadays, because there's all these metrics, there's all these things. Every time someone does something, they're being measured, right? This is a measurement culture. How many likes, how many loves, how many followers, how many this, how many that. Everything's measured. So like you do something, oh, what's the result? What's the result? Check, 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 right? This causing all this anxiety. So we have to take refuge in an attitude of detachment and connect to a higher power, spiritual energy, as our source of nourishment. We have a right to act as best we can. And then we release and let go. And then there's no cause for worry. There's no vain anxiety. Whether things work out the way we want or whether they don't, we're safe and secure either way. This is very high level spiritual practice, by the way. But we need to at least think about these things, because this is what's actually happening on a deeper level. Although most people have no idea any of these things are happening. So what to do about this? What is the way of going about this? Basically, the best thing you can do is to visualize yourself releasing this heavy burden of the outcome. The burden is the outcome, right? So just imagine you're carrying this thing called, I want this desire, I want this outcome, I want these results, I want people to like it, I want people to do this, this, and this, right? That's the outcome. It's very heavy, it's very disturbing, we can't control it, it's uncontrollable. We're responsible for actions, but we can't control outcomes. So what we can do is we can choose to release the outcome Imagine you hold this burden, this crazy burden, and you put it down and you say, I'm offering this to God, to the universe. I've done the best I can to take action. I'm not holding on to the burden. I'm just focused on what I need to do. I'm not trying to control things I can't control. I'm just doing the very best I can with the time I have to be of service from my heart as an expression of divine will. My dharma is to share my gift. The results are out of my control. I do my work. The universe handles the rest. So my dharma is to share one gift, to do one thing at a time. The results are not mine to control. I do the work, I surrender it to God, and then whatever happens is whatever happens. I'm free. What a wonder. Just tune into the vibration of living like this. You're coming from a place of peace and security in yourself because you know you're a spiritual being having a human experience and all is well. On a deeper level, you understand the nature of the universe, which is we have a right to take action. We understand that attachment to things causes us enormous amounts of anxiety. And so we just come from a place of peace, connected to our dharma, connected to a higher power. Do the best we can, surrender it up, and let go. Let go. This is extremely deep and very practical, and we can do this hundreds and hundreds of times a day. I'm doing the best I can to record this. I'm going to do the best I can to do something else afterwards. I have a responsibility to act. I can't get out of action. I can't sit around and do nothing. I'm here to act. You're here to act. This is the field of action, this world, this big stage is an acting place. We are here for action. So getting out of it isn't an option. We have to act. So we act with love and then we let go. We try and tune into what is God's will for us or higher will for us. What's the greatest good? What's the highest good of all? We really genuinely aim to allow ourselves to be instruments for whatever is the highest good to come through. We do our best. And we release. And we do it again and again and again all day long. And that's going to lead to a sense of ease, grace, and ironically, it leads to a lot more success physically. But we can't think about that as the reason for doing it. We have to just do the best we can and let go. Let me know what you've learned from this session. And if you're willing to try this out, try it out. Try it out for a week. We'll start with a day. We'll start with one action and just notice the difference. Lots of love. Thanks for being here. Many, many blessings.